Okay. Stop. Welcome to the Friends Podcast. We got me, the host, and y'all introduce yourself.
My name is Terrence Cotton, but people call me Chubbs.
Yeah, your boy Chubbs in the cut. Go, Kiwan.
I'm Kiwan, but I'm known as It's Me Kiwan on Instagram, and you know I'm in the building.
Mm-hmm. And Gianni and Brianna, they aren't here right now, unfortunately, so I guess they'll pop in later, you know. So what is going on, guys?
I just got all my homework, you know.
Not the online homework.
High school life, you know, Zoom.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I just got a question, like, what's the first thing y'all gonna do, like, when this quarantine is over?
Kiwan, you can go first.
All right, When this get done, like, I just want to, like, start my YouTube business and all of that and, like, just get my business on track, and, you know, like, Terrence, so what about you?
What?
When this gets done, I want to go back into writing my films and my skits, and I want to go back into and acting and entertainment, and there might be a YouTube channel coming soon, so... Make sure you subscribe.
Speak it into existence.
Yes.
So, I had a topic for us to talk about right now. Like, okay, so basically we're going to do a topic. Like, we're going to speak about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
I'm down.
So, the first topic I had, I just want to talk about, like, I don't know if y'all listened to the Baby New album, but, like... Let's talk about that. Like,
trash.
I mean, I haven't heard
trash.
It.
Trash.
Jumpster Juice. I haven't heard it, so I would love to hear it.
Jump, my favorite song.
Jumpster Juice. Yeah. I like the song with NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
I like it.
How y'all feel about 38 Baby 2?
Trash.
I'm sorry, but I don't know who that is.
NBA YoungBoy, Kiwan.
I don't know who that is. I'm not shady. I'm being dead serious, y'all.
You know who NBA YoungBoy is.
Oh, I'm weak.
Mr. Herpes Man himself.
Ooh. Y'all better stop on this podcast.
Mr. Herpes Man.
Y'all ain't gonna get me to get come from. That's them. Y'all hear them? That's them, not me.
No.
That is them.
I'm just telling how it is. No shade.
I'm just like, I don't like know that song, so...
You don't know. I ain't going outside today.
Oh, I do. I'm weak. Okay. Let me just stop.
He told us we ain't going outside.
Right.
I'm weak.
You don't listen.
Y'all, let's have a moment of silence for this corona.
And let's get right into it.
Run. Take it outside.
Okay, y'all. So Gianni has now joined. Gianni, introduce yourself. We have started the show already, but introduce
y'all
yourself.
That I'm late, but my name is Gianni.
She always late, so y'all just get used to it. Yeah.
Brianna would not be joining us this episode. For what reasons we don't know.
Yeah, she's having some technical difficulties over there.
That's what they all say. I'm sick of it. What's another excuse?
She's in another country.
That is the generic excuse.
She's in another country.
She is literally like, it's like midnight there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. I think they like 7 hours ahead of us or like 8. Yeah.
They clocks down.
I'm weird.
Oh, good. Anyways, Gianni, so we were discussing the baby's new album and... YoungBoy's new album.
I didn't even want to listen to it yet, honestly. To be honest.
So you haven't listened to it. So we the same.
It's 1 o'clock over there in the morning over there. She is not
right
up. 1:11
Well, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just like, okay, so so you guys, there was another topic. How do y'all feel about J.D. Youngin and his girlfriend going to jail?
I don't have anything to do with that. I don't know.
Next caller, J.D.
Wait. I just got to say one thing.
What's up?
I don't know who that is.
Look, I didn't say one thing about J.D. Youngin. Okay. So he's a cool guy. I really don't know him like that. I really don't listen to his music. But I saw a post on Instagram. I don't like him, was a video of him beating up somebody. And if you say that you're a rapper, and if you say that you're a positive influence for the hood, in which I quote, he did say it in a YouTube video, why are you showing violence on Instagram if you know younger kids look up to you?
Right. Like, I feel like any influencer that does stuff like that and like that, they shouldn't be like posting stuff like that, because like it will rub off on their like the younger viewers and stuff like that. But like, that's all I'm gonna say about that. And
because they already think that you guys are sex machine. They already think, I think, that you guys do drugs. They already think that rappers do this and do that. And you just on there showing it to them. You right. Giving it to them. You.
Right. Ooh, I got a topic.
Okay, go ahead.
So y'all know it's only like 5% of the ocean that only has been discovered. Do y'all actually think that fucking mermaids and like extinct animals that are not really extinct, such as mermaids, do y'all think those? Yes. Real?
I mean, honestly, I believe in a lot of stuff, and I believe anything is possible. So right, I mean, like, right. I mean, yeah. Maybe they do exist, but not like how we like how we see think on TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like how we picture them on TV. Yep. So like maybe they do. Like they're just, you know.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, because I always think that, like, I've always thought that there are, like, and I've always told my mom this, and she'll be like, you know, Terrence, are you okay? Are you okay? But sometimes we think stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I always thought that there are more than us on this earth, if that makes any sense. I feel like there are other people.
Yeah. So do y'all believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I always believed in ghosts. Like,
I believe in spirits, but I don't believe in actual spirits. Ghosts. I believe in spirits, though.
Spirits, yeah, I believe in spirits.
I believe in both.
I've had they both are the same
experiences
thing,
just, with both.
It's just different.
There's a difference between spirits and ghosts, bitch.
I don't.
I feel like spirits are like more, you know, uplifting. There can be like your family, like people right. That's just trying to give you a message and stuff. But like ghosts, like for instance, like if you walking down the hallway and you see something and you know you seen it, but you're trying to tell your mind that you ain't see it.
That's paranormal. That's scary.
Yeah. Right?
They make medicine for that, by the way. At the local CVS.
And that that also means run away. Like don't even look back, just go.
Look, we not gonna be like a certain stereotypical people when they try to investigate and stuff. You know, we're gonna get out of there. We're not gonna try to investigate.
Before we get into the game, I just got like a topic to talk.
I have okay. Well, you go ahead, because I have another topic before the game. Go ahead.
So let's discuss TikTok. Like it's like every time I get on TikTok, it's like I see diversity, but it's like. I'm just gonna put it out there. Black people, it's not really black influencers like up
exactly.
Really up there.
Facts.
It's like
facts.
Really not.
Like
that.
I feel like white people still everything on like I'm gonna keep it real. I feel like white people steal everything from black people on TikTok. Like
they
on TikTok. I'm not getting into the world. We're not even gonna talk about it. I'm just saying on TikTok. And like I think I said this last podcast. I don't know if I said this on FaceTime or podcast, but I said, like, I was looking at the list, like, the top 50 TikTokers, and, like, not one of them are black. They're all white.
Yes.
Because, you know, I couldn't find not that made one that black Savage person. Dance, she didn't even get recognition for that girl Charlie exactly. Got.
But what about the girl who made the Renegade? She got recognition.
She did, but not as much exactly. As she should, though.
And that Charlie girl still got more followers than her. Right. She still got, people still look at her more.
I mean, because, hey, you guys, you guys are staying obvious. We're black. So of course
exactly. That's what we said, but we're trying to say that it's not okay to discriminate. That's
and
what
yeah, we would like to see more diversity in this. Yeah. What you call it? And like we deserve more opportunities on the app too. Because like,
I feel like if me and a white person posted the same thing right now on TikTok, same time, everything that their video would go viral before mine.
Yes, and I'm that's already struggling.
Y'all,
so
that's why I don't really post on it, because I know how it is. Like it's like kind of.
Racist.
I like my little views. I think I get.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. Like, I feel like I have a strong base right now, but I feel like if I was white, I would have a stronger base than what I have right now on TikTok.
Yes. I mean, yeah, because I feel like for that little girl to come to my DM to say that I'm one of your biggest fans on TikTok, that made me open up my eyes a little bit more, and I think that was a message from God to. Tell me, don't stop doing what I brought you in this earth to do. Is to make right. make people laugh. Is to do entertainment. Is to act. Mm-hmm. Is to do all this. don't stop. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he sends us signs along the way.
He's like, don't stop chasing your dreams. Like, do what you want to do, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I got a next topic. I'm going to go first because I just want to say this. Like, but what are your plans 10 years from now? So, 10 years from now, I'll be 28 probably. 10 years from now, my plans is to, like, I want to be, like, of course, I want to have already graduated, like, college or whatever. And then, like, I mean, when I'm 28, I feel like I want to, like, that's the time for me to, like, start trying to, like, think about, like, planning my family and stuff like that, like, building a family. And, like, I feel like once I graduate high school and, like, go to college, like, I want to go to college for
writing. Topics. I got two topics. Right. Okay, to your topic. By the time, I think I'll be 27 or 26, because I'm way younger than y'all. But, yeah, I think I'll be a nurse by then. I'll be an RN, you know, working at a fucking hospital. You know. What about y'all? Yeah. Chubbs?
I will be 28, and I see me... Where can I start? I see me being a whole bunch of stuff. Like,
me too.
I see me working with big people. I see me working with Tyler Perry and people like that. I see me.
Wait, Chubbs, you know what's like funny? Okay. Well, not funny, but you know, like, me and you, like, we have like similar life goals. Like, I want to get into like writing screenplay and like directing and all that stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. So we probably going to meet each other when we're probably going to have to work.
That's what I'm majoring in. I'm majoring in video production.
I'm majoring in filming and production. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kimon, did you go?
I didn't finish.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Right. So I see myself working with a bunch of people. I see myself being one of the top five filming directors, and not just Atlanta.
Top five.
California.
Okay, Chubbs.
I see myself acting. I see myself going on Wild and Out. I see myself. I just see myself being in the entertainment business.
Right. Yeah. I feel like all of, like, Kiwan haven't went yet, but I feel like everybody, I feel like we can accomplish our goals. Like, I feel like everybody loves to talk down on our generation, but I feel like our generation is the generation that's actually trying to get out there. Like, We're not worried about what nobody says about us. Like, we get to do stuff. Like, I feel like generations before us, they were, like, scared to, like, speak up. Like, they were scared to do what they want to do because they were scared how people going to look at them. I feel like we're the generation that's making that change. Like, do what you want to do. Like, you know? Don't worry about what other people think.
Facts.
Okay, like, in the future, like, I will be 27. Like, and I see myself... Because I've always been inspired by, like, when I was, like, younger, watching movies and stuff, like, seeing, like, actors play characters and stuff. I've always been fascinated with, like, making characters and stuff. So I see myself being an actor, like, not, like, top, because I don't want to be, I'm not the type of person to be in crowds and stuff. So I hope, like, I will become an actor and, like, starting films and all types of stuff. And I hope to become influence to others to, like, inspire them to, like, do what they want to do and, like, all of that, so.
Right.
So, y'all want me to start on the next topic?
Yes, ma'am.
Has everybody said what they want to be?
Yeah. Well, I want to own a gym.
Okay. I want to own my own studio production company.
I want to own my own jet. I want to own my own mansion, yacht.
Right. I just want
to start. Let me drive that boat,
I want to start like labels. I want to start a lot of stuff. I just want to do
me
a lot
too,
of stuff.
Like, I don't want to be. I've always.
You don't want to be categorized.
Like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. Come home, drink a beer, go to bed. No.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
I want to be big.
And like. Like this is the era of like technology. Like it's so much things we can do like out there. Like for instance, like with this app Anchor, like it's literally like. We're making a podcast. We're like, people like how they making podcasts now. They're getting all this equipment and stuff. We're literally making a podcast on our phone.
We got to start from somewhere, though.
And it's super easy, fast, and efficient. Very efficient, y'all. Y'all should check it out.
But one day,
y'all should really get this
radio show.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh my god, y'all! I really wanna. I wanna do a collab with Queen Radio. Like, I'm gonna just put it out there. Like, we gonna get Nicki Minaj on our podcast.
Hey,
shout out to Nicki.
I'm gonna be like, okay, now Nicki.
You putting it into existence.
Yes, I'm speaking it out there. Nicki Minaj, if you ever watch this episode, girl, just please come, please.
I would cry.
Like, I would. Okay, Gianni, go ahead with your topic.
The next topic is, because y'all know I'm big on, like, you know, the future and stuff. So I just feel as though college is not really necessary, in my opinion, because as you think about it, all it does is just take your money. Like, you have to go to college just to be notified of what you are. Like, you can go to, like, a community college just to get your certification or, like, a degree or something.
Really, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of people like to disagree with that, but, like, I honestly agree and disagree, like, but, like, I feel like college, I feel like it kind of is unnecessary, and I feel like school, like, they push it on as, like, right after you get out of high school, you gotta go straight to college. No, you don't. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they have, like, everybody thinks, like, you gotta have college in order to be successful. Like, that's not true. Like, and if you look at, like, Forbes list and stuff like that, 99% of those people, they didn't even go to college. Like, half of them didn't even finish high school. That's what I'm saying. And they're like, but I feel like for me, I feel like the reason I agree and disagree with, like, what you said, Gianni, is because I feel like for me, I feel like even though I feel like college is just, like, you know, whatever, like, I feel like even if I, like, say for instance, like, I blew up overnight right now and I'm, like, making millions of dollars, like, I feel like I would still go to college because I just have that mind said, like, I always want, like, something to fall back on. Like, if I ever need something to fall back on, like, I just always had that mindset. Like,
I feel like college is who it's for.
Yes,
and that's all I'm gonna say. College is
for. Or like in school in general. Like, say for instance, high school. Like, they push, like, all this stuff on us. Like, really, we're not, 9 times out of 10, we're not gonna even use these skills.
No, high school, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Should be,
like,
mandatory.
I'm not saying that, but
I feel like high school now, I feel like before, like, school period in general, I feel like it was about, like, you actually learned this stuff, but now, like, you know, like, you're so, yeah, like, you're so focused on trying to pass, like, because teachers make everything so hard now, and the curriculums and stuff, like, and, like, you know, all these tests and stuff, they making the same, like, I feel like all you worried about now is passing, like, you're not even caring about what you're learning. And, like, what y'all teaching us, like, I feel like for high school, they should make us take classes. Like, if somebody wants to be this in life, you take this type of math because you want to be that. If you want to do this, like, you shouldn't even, like, you know, like, based on what you want to be. Like, if I don't want to be that, why am I learning about coordinate graphs and I don't want to do nothing to do with math? Like,
And I want to piggyback off of what you said because it's crazy, Ambria, because I was having a conversation with my teacher about that, too, because I feel like, I had a conversation with my mom the other night, and she was like, back in her day, they had classes if you want to be a plumber, they had classes if you want to be an electrician, they have classes if you want to be a teacher in high school, they had classes if you want to do this and do that, they have classes, and I feel like, cut the chase, everybody don't want to go to college, so what you need to do is you need to give them other. Teach them about other stuff, trade school. Teach them about, like, everybody don't see themselves being in a 4-year college, an institution.
Right.
Everybody don't see themselves doing that. So they messing us up, fighting for college, fight for this. Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's the perfect life. That's what you want to do. Everybody don't want to go to college.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they try to force that on us.
I can see you being, like, a pastor or something at a church, honestly.
Chubbs just, like, he has that motivational, like, mindset. Like, I see that with Chubbs, like, honestly. Like, I feel like he has, like, he's, like, driven to, like, whatever he's into. Like, he's passionate about it. Like, he want to get it done.
You know how many people tell me, Terrence, you know how many people going wild now? How you think you going to go on there? Because I know. You got to know.
First of all. You got to know yourself. You don't let nobody ever tell you that. Like, if you put it out there, like, what you want to do, if you really want to do that, you have a dream to do that, you can be on Wildin' Out. And I feel like Terrence is funny enough to be on Wildin' Out.
Look, put like, Chubbs will have me dying. Me and him on the team, bro. It's going to be done.
If they put all five, like, our whole, like, crew on Wildin' Out, we would, like, they would keep us on there for, like,
y'all seen how they brung Doja back.
Man.
DC Young Fly literally came from nothing.
Yes.
Right, DC and y'all, DC on Fly, like he already told y'all, he guaranteed on the yeah. show. They told him like they yeah.
His contract is maxed.
That boy, he really is funny.
His yeah. contract is maxed. Like I think him and Chico being like they contracts are maxed. Like they would never leave right. Wano.
Right. Emmanuel Hudson funny too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel like some people on there are just on there because they have a blue check mark.
But Chuz, if you get on the 80, yeah. if you get on the 85th South Show, I'll be very proud of you, bro.
That's 85 South Show.
I would whatever like I, if, when y'all make it like whatever like y'all want to do it when y'all make y'all dreams I'm gonna be
and
so happy.
And
like,
when you make your dreams, we're gonna yes. we're gonna be happy too.
We yes.
don't just
we're gonna be right there front and center.
I'm gonna be right there. Right. When you write your first screenplay,
I'll be for on that scene. Acting bitch for you.
I want to be your actor.
Any of y'all work,
right?
I want to be in.
When I write my actual, because I'm starting to write my first actual script. Like when I get done with that, like I will ask y'all. Like,
you ain't
even
got
count me in. Count me in.
You ain't even got to
act. Like I already, like Kiwan, no, I already told him like I'm gonna need people. Like
you ain't got to act. You ain't even got to act. Just put me in. I play any role. I play the lunch table.
I'm weak. Not the lunch table.
That would be funny though if I was like, Terry, you're a table.
I'm gonna put the rope and everything on and put some candles on top.
I'm big.
I'll play the chair.
But y'all want to know something about like movies? Like, I'm not gonna say all movies, but most like movies that's supposed to be funny nowadays, like, they feel like if you put like every movie, they want to throw like DC Young Fly yes. and like somebody in it just to make it funny. Like, I feel like if they do a Last Friday, like, I feel like it's not going to be as good as all the other Fridays. Because I know, like, they just going to fill it with, like, Instagram yes. influencers.
Right.
Full of Instagram like, people. And have fun
now, like, I feel like if they do Last Friday, they just need to bring back the original cast. Like, they can't do it because Pop's gone, but still, like...
I'm talking about half of the people on Wild N' Out, like, how did y'all get on here?
Like, I'm dead. Charles going to have people coming for us.
How did y'all get on here? Like, you got some people on there that shouldn't even be on there.
Okay, you guys. I just want to stop and give our Mick kiss my ass.
Oh my god!
Day.
Yes, yes.
Do y'all have any nominees to go up
I
for?
Say Mrs. Well. That's all I'm gonna say. But like, yeah.
Tyrannosaurus Rex,
Venom Machine, Wash Machine, Baja.
Oh my process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys, what you said, Gianna?
Pearl and Mrs. Puff.
Drum roll, please. Puff.
Yes. Drum roll, please. Okay. Big kiss my ass goes to. Y'all want to say it together? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Wait, who are we supposed to? Okay. Basically, I don't know, but based on what y'all was saying, what I read from it, Tashana, this award goes to you and your family and all your friends. Because y'all keep making the pages making these fake pages to text us, and y'all still at it, and we done with the situation. But we're not even gonna talk about that no more. That's all the time on this podcast. We're gonna make y'all. And we're
hashtag
gonna
healthy bitch. Come on.
Hashtag move on.
Hashtag lose weight.
Hashtag move on. Hashtag no harassment no more. Hashtag stop being obsessed. Hashtag why you so obsessed with me.
Hashtag,
yes. If somebody ever, and when our podcast make it out there, like if somebody see this, like I want y'all to make all these some
hashtags. Exactly. Because I'm telling you, like we go wake up one
day. Hashtag excuse me, bitch.
Hashtag 30 minute showers.
Hashtag 10 minute showers.
Yes.
Oh, okay, let's get the people what they want, y'all. Let's get the people what they want, okay? Another topic. Okay. And this is just on a serious note.
Yes.
Oh,
we gotta get serious one time. How do you guys feel about abortions in America?
Oh,
you dropped the bomb today.
I mean, we gotta be educated. Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Well, I feel like and like, I don't want nobody to take my words. Like, this is my opinion. You're entitled to your own opinion. Like, exactly. So I feel like I'm neutral in that. Like, I feel like I'm on the side of like, it's the woman's body. The woman should be. It's like, it's nobody's business. That's your body. That's your child. Mm-hmm. That's you.
Right.
But then I'm also on the other side. Like the heart in me is just like, but still, you just killed an innocent child. Like, even if, you know, like I'm still like, I don't know. That's why I'm doing it. Because I'm like, that's not my problem. But at the same time, it's like, it does kind of hurt just to see, like, people just killing these babies. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's so many options. Like, you could give the baby up for adoption. I know people don't like that. But, like, I mean, like, it's better than killing somebody, giving somebody up for adoption, you know? Like, but, I mean, like I said, it's not my body. I would never get an abortion, but... Mm-hmm. That's up to people. That's their decision.
I agree with Embryo.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's different situations that you can come upon where you need an abortion or if you don't.
Right.
And yeah. It's shit. You fucking get down, you lay down, something like that. That was a fucking saying on that vine.
Oh, my God. We should make that a what you call it. If you get down, you know.
Right. Hello?
Yeah, what are you doing, McFarland?
Savage. <Sammy. laughs>
Oh,
my God. Okay, the next topic is about relationships. How y'all feel about relationships?
Relationships, I feel like there are no more good men out there. I'm sorry.
Whoa. I'm single and ready to mingle. I'm going to just be honest.
Like, everybody always like,
here's how we can. I'm ready to have fun.
Me too. I mean, you
know what I learned, bro? Forget the relationship crap. Let's just have fun, y'all. Like, we're young.
I mean, but like... I don't know. Like,
it's for me.
I'm gonna just be honest.
I want to say for me, I just date to marry, but that shit don't sit right with folks in this fucking generation. Like, folks, just,
that's what I'm saying.
Folks just.
I feel like that's why people always ask us, like, why like younger girls like older men, because the men that's around us, like, they're so childish.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's the reason why, like, we. Are attracted to older men. Like, we're attracted to mature mindsets. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like that. And I just feel like, well, for me, I don't know. I feel like something wrong with me. I really need to go to counseling, because, like, if I get in a relationship, like, as soon as I get in a relationship, I'm ready to be single.
Me.
Then when I'm single, I want to get
so
in a relationship.
Right now. Going, like, through this process right
I'm
now.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I know when I be like, oh my God, like, why am I single? Like, all then when I finally get in a relationship,
I don't want to be in. I'm done with it.
But that's like the introvert in me, the Scorpio in me. Like, I'm just like, I don't
know. Ooh, Scorpio. Ooh.
Don't do her. We are not. Everybody thinks Scorpios are mean. We are not mean. We just like, I don't know. Like, people just,
y'all
are
cold-hearted.
No, we are not. People think I'm so mean. Like, I'm so cold. Like, I honestly have a soft heart. Like,
I feel like you're
I really
nice
do.
To the people. Who show respect to you? And
it's a difference between
like, I give you what you give me.
It's a difference between male horoscopes and female horoscopes, because
yes,
maybe some female Scorpios are actually cool as fuck, but male Scorpios, y'all a whole different story. If y'all out there, right. I'm sorry, no shade, but still, it is what it is.
Let's talk about cancers.
Where my Sagittarius is at?
Bitch, don't
oh
do cancer.
My God, these cancers. Let me tell
you
about these
cancer.
Cancers.
Okay.
Yes, I know you are. Every Cancer, I know every single one of
it's
my
emotional
friends are
as
cancers.
Fuck.
Y'all emotional. Y'all are sensitive. Y'all are
that's
so,
not true.
I
because
love y'all,
it
I love
is
y'all
true.
To death.
Okay.
It is. I true. Love y'all to death, but it's the truth. Y'all are so sensitive. Y'all are so emotional. Y'all are just
okay.
Oh my
shout
God.
Out to all the sensitive Cancers out there.
Hold on. Where my
shout out to you?
Where my Sagittarius is at? Where my Sagittarius?
I got one Capricorn.
Look, I don't even really have nothing
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, me neither.
Come on now, we the life of the party.
Yeah, y'all. But I feel like Sagittarius think that it's shit, but we all know it's Scorpios. But
none of them think that it's shit.
What about Capricorns? We're cool.
Capricorns, I feel like y'all are evil motherfuckers
what?
At times, but I love y'all. Every Capricorn, I know I love y'all, but y'all got anger issues. Y'all are crazy. Every Capricorn I know got anger issues. Gianni is crazy.
Why
are
you
giving
me that ashtray laugh?
I'm weak.
Not ashtray, bitch.
Ashtray, bitch.
Ashtray, bitch. Do it, Terrence.
He hit me.
I'm weak.
Oh, my God. He was laughing at me. Terrence is stupid.
Last time.
Okay, guys.
He was laughing at me.
Since we are all like fun games and laughing right now, it's time to play this game.
I'm ready. I've been ready for it. So, like, let's get it.
For I have a list of like games. So, I wrote like days by them because like we have podcast days. So, like, I wrote for Friday. I have Freestyle Friday, but like it's not like a regular like just freestyle. But it's like this game that we used to play. Like I used to play with my friends. Like we would like pick a word and then we would like just like. bounce off of that word and just keep like making up raps like that. Just keep bouncing off of stuff like say for instance, if Kiwan says go, like you make a rhyme to that, and then like the last word that he says,
oh yeah,
make a rhyme to that. Like, okay, and then I have okay, don't ask me why. Like I found these, like some of these I found on Google. A spelling bee, your mama jokes. Would you rather finish the lyrics?
Not your mama jokes.
Yeah. So what do y'all?
I want to do the
would you rather?
Yeah. No, not would you rather. I want to do the freestyle.
Cause I can freestyle rap. Something. Can't freestyle? Rap.
We ain't got.
Oh, listen!
Like, I just want to see how this gonna go.
We can. Okay, but it's freestyle. I'm weak. Hey. Okay, but
yeah, did y'all really think he did it? You're like, on the serious level, like, do y'all think he did it? Like,
let's talk about R. Kelly.
Ooh.
Oh no,
OJ. Oh, let's talk about R. Kelly. Oh, yes,
your fucking name.
Your
fucking
name.
Okay, my body's telling me yes.
We about to cancel you. Anyways, do y'all want to know my honest opinion on R. Kelly? Like, I feel like, okay, I'm gonna be honest. I know I might, like, if somebody ever watches it, I might get backlash from this, but like, I feel like R. Kelly is like, I mean, he's wrong. Like, I mean, I feel like, but I feel like he only did like 75% of the stuff they are accusing him of. Like, I feel like in that Survivor R. Kelly documentary, I feel like some of them were lying, mm-hmm. I'll be honest. And I just feel like people, like, some people are lying and they're like covering the stories of people that's actually telling the truth. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're blocking, like, people that's actually mm-hmm. telling the truth, like, because they're trying to get money. Like his ex-wife, for existence, like, she on there talking about him and doing all this stuff. Then, like, a month later, she on live singing Happy People, singing his song and stuff like that. Like, girl, like,
she just want to check. And talk...
Exactly. Like, I don't, like, I feel like he is a fucked up person and stuff, but I just feel like some of the stuff they have on him, I just feel like it don't make sense. And it's just like,
yeah, it's just not adding up. And mm-hmm. so is my boy Bill, man. They doing that.
Bill is in. I know for a fact. I grew up watching this man. He ain't doing it.
My man's Bill.
Nah, Bill was the man back in the day, y'all. I don't know.
Yeah,
he was
though. Y'all can't lie. I don't know
about that one right there.
But people love to say like you innocent until proven guilty. But I mean,
Bill was that.
I mean, no, you're guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent, but I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty too. So like,
they throw themselves at you. Like, the women be throwing themselves at you when you make it.
I'm trying to tell you,
Bill probably did.
Why they try to play victim though? Like, it's like, and then on top of that,
they want
to
check.
This happened to you. Like, why are you just now speaking up on it?
That's what I hate. Okay? No, I hate that. Like every time I say that, people always be like, "But you aren't in their shoes, so you can't say you don't know how it feels." But I'm just like. I'm just saying, like, if somebody did something to me, years. I'm not gonna come out 25. If I would let 25 years go by, I'm gonna let that shit go.
Right.
Honestly,
exactly.
Because some people be like, maybe they were scared to tell. Like, you know, if you would have said something right then and there, they would have got. That's what I'm saying. If you would have said something right then and there, it would have been everything that's happened to them now. But it would have happened 20 plus years.
I feel like Bill Cosby like this, but because let me take y'all back. So. Before mm-hmm. all this stuff started happening, Bill Cosby was about to buy CBS.
Yes, I heard about that.
The network. And isn't it so weird that, like, a couple of weeks later, these people start coming out with these allegations?
And they couldn't even get him on because
the white women,
all the white women kept coming and they couldn't get him on that. That's what I'm saying.
Every time, like, a black person or, like, try to do something, like, real big and, like, they making so much money, somebody always want to say something about them. That's what I'm saying.
And they really couldn't even get Bill because all them white women, they kept coming and coming, and it wasn't working. But that one black woman, had to sell herself out and do that.
I got another topic, y'all.
Right.
So
it's a topic about on YouTube. So y'all know them men that be building stuff?
Uh-uh.
How do y'all feel about that? Because that shit is so far.
Bitch, come build me a house.
It really is.
Build me a house.
They be building houses.
Oh, keep up the good work.
Build me one, mm-hmm. shoot. Come on.
Build me a good three.
They doing
it. This dude just built an indoor pool. Like, dude, with just dirt and cement and cement and then fucking, what else is it? Is it water? Just water. Just
a sandwich of chips and a drink.
Doing the thing, but like, mm-hmm. back to the game. Like, I want to get into this game.
Okay. Are we doing freestyle? Freestyle. I mean, freestyle though. Like the word freestyle can mean anything. So I mean, we don't have to just rap. Like you can I say a sentence. I don't know, but like, who want to start?
I set the cat in the hat.
Let's make the rules clearer to the audience, because I don't want them to be like, they ain't even explain it really. Okay, but so basically, freestyle today's Friday, so Freestyle Friday. What else about to say? We're gonna take a word, either we're gonna take a word, like say for instance the word jump, or either like somebody gonna start off like freestyling or saying something, and then their last word, like you have to like continue what they said with that word.
And up and kill it over Wild and Out.
Pick up and kill it.
Yeah.
And kill
it.
Don't be thinking we stealing it, because this is our
right. No copyright money. Right.
No copyright.
Well, shout out to Wild and Out though. But come on. We can't even lie. Some of these ideas did come from them. Now come
pick
on.
Pick up and kill it.
Go. Go, 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 go. Oh,
I'm weak. Hey. I woke up just to go to the store.
Okay. All right. He woke up just to go to the store. Now we run into your house. Kicking
out the door. We get your afro. We slap that big girl and we cut her in the throat.
Cut her in the throat? Oh. Throw her in a ditch. I don't care, because she was a bitch.
A bitch.
I don't care. She was a bitch. But guess what? She sucked my dick.
Oh, on that note.
She sucked your dick, but it fell apart. They're going to have to put it back together like Lilo
and Stitch. That was my show. You better come fuck on week.
Bitch, you out.
That is my show. But guess what? She got an afro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm dead. All right, Terrence. She got an afro. That's so cool.
What?
You out. You out.
She said she got an afro. That is so cool. Guess what? She sucked me up while I was on a stool.
While you on the stool? You so short. You can call me my Mega Mind, because I'm fucking... I don't fucking know. Fuck, I'm out.
Not jump one. All right, Terrence. Jump one.
Hey, any of y'all big record producers call? Hey, I'll sign a contract.
Sign
both of them.
I say sign the whole crew.
And that's on baby.
Don't put me game. On. We go- I'm sorry.
What?
Can one get my hype man?
You gonna have to use
Otto. Nah, Kiwan gonna be doing that gay shit. He gonna be like,
oh my god, shout out to Geisha. We love Humpty Dumpty.
Shout out to Geisha Davis, baby. Bye. Shout out to my Geisha. We love you, Geisha. We love you, girl.
We would love if you come on our podcast. I mean, we're open.
Oh, we can get her. Oh, that could be our first guest. We'll see if she knows. She be texting us and stuff. We gonna interview her.
Yes.
One question I'm gonna ask, I'm be like, what, like, why did you do it? Like,
I
just want to know.
Anyways, okay, so that was fun. We're gonna play another game in a minute, but I got a topic. I have a question. It's kind of like controversial, religious, and stuff. My question, are they back in here? Oh, okay. I said, should we have the right to end our? Do you think that we should have the right to end our own life?
Huh?
Like, cause you know, like in the Bible, it's like a sin. Like everybody thinks you're going to hell if you kill yourself.
Well, to
like,
be honest, it ain't. You can't. Right. Okay, in my opinion, back to that, what you were saying, you can't even choose if it is even a heaven or hell. Honestly, like,
I mean, I think it's hell on earth. I think this is.
To
hell.
Be honest,
cause we could. Right. This can't be heaven.
Yeah. This came. It don't feel like heaven. Like I'm right now. It's just like feeling like. Just say for instance, you know how like they have these different type of categories for like low income and all that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like.
Yes, ma'am.
I just feel like it's not. It shouldn't be that way. Like we shouldn't be categorized and stuff like that, because like I feel like we should all be given the same opportunities as you know higher ups and stuff. Because like, I don't know. Anybody casual leopard.
But well in the Bible like it says like the reason it's a sin is because like if you like kill yourself like it's like God feels like you basically fail him, like you know, Like, I'm gonna be honest, because I'm a Christian, and like one of the most things I hate is like when people like I just hate when people like when times get rough and they just quick to be like, oh, like who is a God? God doesn't have my back. Like God, like people don't understand.
They don't cut off.
They
don't
move exactly when you want him to.
The thing is, you're supposed to. I'm not gonna say you're supposed to worship him, but as I am, I'm a Christian, so like people.
Me too.
People wait.
I believe there is a God.
Bitch. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. But people just wait till they need him just to fucking call on him. And I just don't get that. Like, whenever you're supposed to just talk to him every day, like, just to talk. If you don't have nobody else to talk to, just talk to
him. Can I say something?
Huh?
I would like to agree and disagree with you because, like, every day, like, you. Like every day, you don't have to like worship him. I mean, that could be an option.
I'm just saying.
I don't feel like it should be an option. Like I'm gonna be
exactly.
Like I mean, I feel like people are entitled to to do what they want to do. Like you're entitled to worship, believe in who you want to believe in. Like if like how people who feels like, oh, if somebody's atheist, I can't be friends with them. Like I just feel like if somebody's atheist, like because atheist is not antichrist. Like antichrist is where they're just like F God, but like atheist is just where they're like, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in hell, I don't believe in heaven, I don't believe in the devil. Like I feel like if somebody don't believe in it, I feel like that's them. Like I feel like Christians are like the most I feel like we are the most hypocrites. Like Christians, like people always want to throw out like how, oh, like for example, like being gay is a sin, or this is a sin. Like,
where's
but,
it
like,
at in
y'all
the book?
Not realizing exactly, but y'all not realizing that in the Bible it says that only God can judge. Like, I don't understand. If somebody wants to be gay, if somebody wants to do this, why does it matter so much to you? Like, what's going on with you?
Like, I'm weird.
Chubb's gonna have to find somewhere private to record.
Now, I'm in the living room recording y'all, by the way. Shout out to everybody that's in the living room listening.
Not the hearing us bounce off our ears.
I'm weak.
Okay. Where's Chubb? I don't know. Anyway, so another thing, a segment I had was random fact of the day. So my the random fact I picked up today was the computer was invented in the 1940s.
Yes, I didn't know that, but thank you for telling us the fact of the day.
Yes, I saw this funny picture one time. It was like, here's a picture of the first camera being made. I was like, what? Like, y'all get it? Like, they're saying like, okay, here, like, you know what a camera does? It takes pictures. So they said, here is a picture of the world's first ever camera being made. How is that a picture of it if that's the first camera? Like,
I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay, so I have another question. What is Chef's
doing? We don't know. He's
I'm sorry, y'all.
I have another thing.
I got Alzheimer's, so I gotta watch it.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Well, you do what you gotta do. Just let us know. Okay, we have another segment, quote of the day. And every day, I'm not going to be the person saying it. Like, people can say their own. Like, but, like, since this is our first time doing it, like, I'm just, like, saying it. But, quote of the day, my quote of the day was, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything by Malcolm X. Like, that is, like, my favorite quote ever. Like, if you don't understand that quote, then you have a simple mindset. Like, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. Period.
My quote is, it's kind of self-explanatory. I'm not really big on the quotes where you be like, oh, I'm just real simple as far as quotes. My quote is, bitterness keeps you from flying.
No, but my mom.
And what that is, our self is our own enemy.
That is so true.
Each other from getting to the next level. And so
that quote always
gets me. Business can keep you from flying. Just being mean. Watch your attitude. You ain't gotta always be mean.
I'm not gonna lie, I have a nasty attitude, but like I'm working. Like the thing about me is, I tell everybody when I first meet them, or like I always tell people, like I know I have an attitude problem, but I'm working on my attitude. Like, I'm trying not to be so, like, easily agitated, easily annoyed, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like, all right. I had another question. What are you most afraid of?
Oh, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm most, like, I'm not really afraid of nothing because I
you scared of bugs.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm not scared of bugs. I don't, okay.
You can't be scared of what you are. Oh, okay, I'll just play.
Like, y'all, don't y'all, like, hate the big water, like, the big water roaches, like...
Okay,
they had.
Oh, my God, yes. I don't like no roaches. Me. I don't like roaches at all.
I had to burn one day, y'all. Burn one.
One time, I'm dead. One time, it was one of the water bugs in the house. Oh, my God. You know when you try to kill it and then, like, it goes somewhere. So, y'all, oh, my God. Like, I think this is why I'm so scared of them now. Like, if I see one of them, I can't even kill them. Like,
I burnt one with fucking, what they call, a blow.
You must know, and Bria, if dead. You don't go outside, but, and she start yelling because she see a flock of birds.
Yeah. I'm playing,
Bria. Oh, but she wasn't yelling when we was doing that Duck Duck Goose video.
That was geese. I have a fear of birds flying over me. Like, I don't know why. I just, when I see a group of birds flying, it just, I don't know. It freaks me out.
How come I never
But look at the water bug story. One time when I was, like, sleeping, we had lost the bug because we was trying to kill it. And then, like, it had went somewhere. So next thing you know, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm about to close my eyes. And next thing you know, I just feel something crawling on my face. And, oh, my God. I can't even tell the story. I just, oh, my God. I freaked out so freaking bad, like, oh my God, I just threw it across the room. Like, I couldn't even go to
sleep.
I was so, ever since then I've been so paranoid of water bugs.
Two fears are being broke, and my other biggest fear is, where are we gonna go after we die? Like, that's my biggest, like, I know.
Oh my God, I told y'all, me and Terrence think the same. We got the same mindset.
But and I know that there's a heaven and hell. But I just don't. But I'm just scared to die. Right.
That's me too. Yeah, like, my biggest fear is dying. Like, I know a lot of people, like, you shouldn't be afraid of death. But, like, it's just
right. You don't know where you're going. What's going to
happen? What is it going? Like, am I going to stay in this ground, like, for eternity, or am I going to do what the Bible say? Like, when he comes back, is the first is going to be the first one to come? Mm-hmm. Like. And don't get me wrong, I believe in God. Mm-hmm. I support him 24/7. I believe that that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. Mm-hmm. I believe in all that. But I'm just so scared of what's next. That's my question. What's next? Right. Who is it?
And then, like, another thing. Wait, also, I'm scared of not being successful.
Yeah, me too.
And, come like, in. Another thing I'm afraid of is, like, like, I don't know. A lot of people don't fear hell, but I really, like, the fact of, like, thinking, like, when you go to hell, you're going to be burning, like, literally forever. Like, I'm so terrified of that.
Yeah, like you said, dying, and the other fear of mine is not being able to have children. No. Like, that is terrible.
Yeah, like, I hope that I have kids. I hope that my, like, my legacy can live on, like, forever. Like, generations and generations from now, I want, like, people to be like, oh, yeah, like, my great-grandma, my auntie, like, stuff like that, you know?
I just feel like as Ambria said, I'm scared of hell, too. Like, I'm scared. Like, I try to live every day so perfect, you guys. But it's so hard to be perfect. Something like it's just so hard. So I feel like I beat myself down too much instead of just living life. Cause it just certain stuff I'm scared to do because I don't want God to be mad at me. Like, that's my worst.
As long as you ask for forgiveness, though, that's what I was taught.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like when you keep asking for forgiveness. He go turn the other cheek.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like, even though they say like God forgives you and like all that stuff, but like I just feel like that, like if I just keep constantly asking for forgiveness, that's just my mindset. Like if I keep constantly, it's just like, yeah, like who in their right mind would keep, well, like, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but like to God, but like I mean, like, I just don't, like, see, like, how if you keep doing something, like, wrong and, like, you keep trying to get forgiveness, like, my character, if somebody keep, like, burning me over, I'm just be like, you know what?
Right, but like, I'm that's done with what you. Make God God.
Yeah, that and, is. That's maybe what I said, he loved like, you know?
To keep forgetting mm-hmm. us. Because the Bible says that, mm-hmm.
God, I mean, he died for us, and, you know?
This is another topic I'm going to come back on. The Bible says that God knows you before you, and the Bible also said that God know what you finna do, like, or what decision you're gonna mm-hmm. make. So here's a question that a bunch of atheist people ask: if God knows what you're gonna do and God knows you, why is gay bad? Because if he know right. you and exactly. He knew you was gonna mm-hmm. be gay.
No, but my sister, like, she. My sister, like, she took, like, this Bible class and stuff, like, for college. And, yes, basically, my sister was telling me about, yes, I'm talking about you. Hey, we're on a podcast. You didn't watch my podcast, did you? No.
Shout out to Amber.
Shout out to Amber.
Shout out to Amber.
Hey, y'all, shout out to Amber.
Hey, we need her on the show.
Amber Lewinsky.
Yeah, we do need you on the show.
Amber Lewinsky.
We need her on the show.
Not Amber Lewinsky.
Like, we need her as like a guest star or something.
Yes, we need her on this.
Yeah,
podcast.
We really do.
She should have done use who we got before we can so. Use who we want. Shit, my mama right. might even be a guest on the bitch. You never know.
My mama might too.
Yeah. Y'all can bring y'all family on a special.
Y'all, I ain't bringing my auntie. Y'all know my auntie. Y'all heard on FaceTime and everything.
I want somebody who goes speak it real. That's my thing. Give it to me real.
Right. That's why I said my sister should. But like what she was telling me, like, cause she took like this Bible course and stuff. Like she was telling us about like how in the Bible everybody says in the Bible that it says like being gay is wrong. Like in the Bible, it doesn't actually say that. Like it actually like she was saying like it's the verse that everybody gets that from. It's like I mean like I don't know her words exactly. She was saying something about like how in the Bible like when it says something about gay, it's saying like it was like they were in a town or whatever I guess and like. People were like being gay and stuff, and like they wasn't mm-hmm. they weren't producing like kids and stuff because like back then you know like you couldn't go to like a clinic and like mm-hmm. get artificially kids made and stuff. So like what God was saying was like you need to like you're doing me wrong by not producing like you know kids and stuff. He wasn't saying it's wrong to be gay. It's just like it's wrong to not give like kids and stuff like that. Like I don't know. I'll have to read it like next time, but like it's basically like that. Like, it doesn't actually say, like, being gay is a sin. And, like, I be thinking sometimes, though, like, when people say that, like, honestly, like, if y'all really did think, like, God thought, like, being gay was so bad, do y'all really think he would allow us to even, like, right. have those thoughts about yes. other genders?
Because the same people that like, talk I mean, about the same gay gender, people,
like, do y'all really think that?
I don't think
so. How can you talk about a gay person? You lie.
Exactly. That's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, that's what I said. Like, Christians are the most hypocritical. Like, I'm a Christian, but I mean, like, they really are, like, because y'all love to throw, like, people are gay, people are this, people are doing that. But, like, they're missing the one thing that God
right.
clearly says in right. the Bible. Like, only God can judge people. Like, if somebody is gay, why does it matter to you so
it's
much?
It's not their
like,
opinion. Why not is somebody else life.
Like... Like, it's not like you have to right. live in their body or nothing. You're your own person. Why do them being gay, them liking
and
other
then
people,
the other
why
thing
does that
about
bother
being
you
a Christian? I mean, I always question about what's in the Bible, you know, because as if for, like, Adam and Eve, like, were they black and white? Like, how did all of a sudden us races came along as, like, different races?
Slavery. Slavery started it all.
Do y'all know that we were actually
slavery started all
black
yeah.
people
I
were actually
started
first,
it all.
Yeah,
the first
and I heard
people.
That they were the
and in the Bible it actually says that it actually well I mean we don't actually know but like in the Bible like the way they describe God I mean Jesus to be
right.
he was actually black like the way they describe him like they talk mm-hmm. about his hair mm-hmm. texture he has the same hair texture as us. And it's like the way they describe, like,
I think he
skin, like, all this stuff, it actually describes him.
But
as
over the
black.
Years, they whitewashed
like,
him.
The only thing, yeah, is whitewashed. The only thing, like, that's another thing, like, about the Bible. Like, I know, like you can, like, I still, I'm not gonna stop reading the Bible, but like,
it's been changed that so stuff, many times that I don't know what story, to do. It's just like, I don't know if it's right Jesus or wrong. Was 2,000 years ago. Ain't nobody was alive a long time ago.
They said that it was dinosaurs and stuff, and that's where I just start reading.
It was
y'all know that before us, though. You don't believe in dinosaurs, but. Yeah, y'all know it, meteor, it was right? How do you pronounce that word? That came and gave them extinct. That's the story that we hear. But they say the same, like they say it's a meteor. That word, I'm sorry, but a meteor or whatever. Meteorite. They say that they say it's a it's one get around right. Hey, that's as big that. As that same one did not.
I feel as though it's the Transformers that did that.
Now she's going into a movie.
Transformer. I just popped a Transformer. Master bathroom. Two jacuzzis in a sauna. They ain't Warner. Now see out there facing the karma.
The Transformer. They sent that meteorite to kill him.
How do y'all feel about the karma?
You talking about the aliens? We already touched on this topic. I'm just gonna touch on it briefly. I just feel like I don't know. Like, at this point, is people should just stay in their houses and let it pass, and that should be the end.
I'm gonna just be honest how I feel about it. I don't know. I'm mixed about it. Like, I feel like it's just a lot of stuff about it don't make sense. Like, how? Like, first, like, okay, so I just find it such a coincidence that all Black people's like, oh, we can't get the coronavirus. Everybody was making jokes like that. Then all of a sudden, now y'all trying to tell us, Black people are the only person that's really are getting it. When it like, and it's funny how it's like all like the main people.
I feel like they're covering up for that.
It's the celebrities, and then it's
and
like,
and then the thing.
Exactly, and then another thing like how they first told us like it's not airborne, but now they're talking about wear masks. Like, what the fuck? And then now y'all trying to, like, y'all just told us to wear masks and stuff. Now y'all told us, if y'all wear masks, it doesn't matter. Like, and now y'all talking about opening stuff back up. Like, what is it?
Like,
it
what are y'all really trying to hide? Like, are y'all, is they something made bigger
a,
than
okay,
this?
They made a law. I mean, was it a law or a bill? They went through the court. So everybody in the government, including bill, Barack Obama, he fucking signed that bill for that corona shit to happen. And they thought that shit was just going to kill a few people, but that shit got out of hand. Now everybody fucking shook this shit up how far it went. So that's why.
I got a question. Like how do you
feel like
about,
the Simpsons is a government.
Like, what do y'all think
show?
Is going on there? Honestly, I don't even know how to feel. I'm just like, how is it that they keep predicting everything and they keep coming true? Like, either it's something like the government is like planning this stuff and like they're putting it in the TV show and people not even paying attention.
I'm paying
I don't
attention.
Know.
I already know.
Oh, I already know too.
Nah, but I know some podcasts.
Y'all, this podcast is about to reach an hour. We way over.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna make this a bonus episode, I guess.
No, this is not gonna be no bonus episode. This is gonna be episode 3. We can do y'all want to like stop this and make a bonus episode?
I mean, but let's get into this last game though, because we're supposed to get into the last game.
Right. Let's just play on a bonus episode. This all right,
so y'all.
All right.
It was nice chatting it up with y'all.
I hope y'all like this episode. Tune into episode four. You know.
Hopefully, we get our girl Bree in.
Yeah.
A thousand.
Dread.
I'm weak, bitch.
Anyways, okay, like
peace out, baby.